A Shed Audio presents Body Surfing, written by Anita Shreve and read by Lolita Davidovich.
For Whitney, Catherine, Allie, Molly, and Chris, Body Surfing, 2002. 3 o'clock, the dead hour. The faint irritation of sand grit between bare foot and floorboards. Wet towels hanging from bedposts and porch railings. A door, caught in a gust, slams, and someone near it emits the expected cry of surprise. A southwest wind, not the norm even in August, sends stifling air into the many rooms of the old summer house. The hope is for an east wind off the water, and periodically someone says it. An east wind now would be a godsend. The energy of the morning has dissipated itself in fast walks and private lessons and vigorous reading and lazy tennis. Even in a brief expedition to a showroom in Portsmouth to look at Audi Quattros. Mrs. Edwards, Sydney has been told, will need a new car in the fall. There are guests in the house who must be attended to. One hopes for visitors with initiative, like a refreshing east wind. They are not Sydney's concern. Her afternoons are free. Her entire life, but for a few hours each day of overpaid tutoring, is disconcertingly free. She changes into a black tank suit, the elastic sprung in the legs. She is 29 and fit enough. Her hair is no color she has ever been able to describe. She is not a blonde or a brunette, but something in between that washes out in January, comes to life in August. Gold highlights on translucence. Sydney has been married twice, once divorced and once widowed. Others, hearing this information for the first time, find it surprising, as if this fact might be the most interesting thing about her. On the porch, red geraniums are artfully arranged against the lime green of the dune grass, the blue of the water. Not quite primary colors, hues seen only in nature. Knife blades of grass pierce the wooden slats of the boardwalk. Sweet pea overtakes the thatch. Unwanted fists of thistle push upward from the sand. On the small deck at the end of the boardwalk are 2 white Adirondack chairs, difficult to get out of, and a faded umbrella lying behind them. 2 rusted and immensely heavy iron bases for the umbrella sit in a corner, neither of which, Sydney guesses, will ever leave the deck.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?